Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. A recent Deseret News article highlighted the harmful, scary, and extremely prevalent trend of inappropriate texting that is going on in the world right now. Since 2013, there have been well over 3 million reported cases of children under 18 being sexually exploited online due to inappropriate communication and photos shared on apps, the internet, and through texting. It really is an epidemic that's happening right now, and even in the small, fairly religious community that I live in, I've heard parents of teenagers telling me that texting inappropriate, sexually explicit photos in high school has become a form of social cash that is so common that it's almost expected when you reach a certain point in a relationship. The scarier thing still is that when teens share these type of photos with people that they don't know in real life, that these people turn around and blackmail or exploit them. And that's a really in-demand form of internet pornography right now. And it often happens when you receive friend requests from people that you don't know and you start a conversation with them, you develop a sense of trust, but you really have no idea who the person is or what their intentions for communicating with you are. The article mentioned some tips from a law enforcement officer that can help to protect both parents and their children to either avoid these type of situations or get out of them if they are currently in them right now. So tip number one that this officer said is don't accept friend requests from people you haven't met and felt comfortable around in real life. Because many predators actually pose as adolescents online when in reality they are much, much older and more dangerous. Tip number two, we need to be willing as parents to have difficult conversations with our children. We need to ask our children regularly if there is anything going on in their real life or their virtual life that is making them feel uncomfortable, and let them know that you're there for them and you want to help and keep them safe. Tip number three for parents is to insist on knowing your child's social media and phone passwords and checking up on that type of communication regularly. And if your kids aren't involved in anything inappropriate, then they really should be comfortable sharing that information with you because they won't have anything to hide. Tip number four, the officer says to limit the alone time that your child has to spend on the internet. Many, many salacious communications happen at night when kids are alone with their phones or their computers in their room. And it's really important, too, to keep computers and phones and things out in the open where it's public and where family members can walk by and see what's going on so that there won't be anything inappropriate happening. Tip number five, if you're a teenager or someone involved in an inappropriate texting situation, don't do anything that you don't want to do. If you feel that someone you're communicating with online or even in real life is pressuring you to treat them a certain way or to send them pictures or messages that make you feel uncomfortable, you have to stop and talk to someone whom you love and trust. And finally, tip number six, remind your children that anything they send online, in an app, or in a text has the potential to be archived and recorded forever. Nothing can ever be permanently deleted on the internet. All right, well, if you'd like some more tips on how to parent and talk to your children about this and other tricky topics, you can visit mormonchannel.org and check out the video series, especially Gospel Solutions for Families and Family Conversations. Those are both on mormonchannel.org and really offer some excellent advice from experts in the child psychology field. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from LDS Apostle Elder Quentin L. Cook. And he says, "Personal foundations are usually built slowly, one layer, one experience, one challenge, one setback, and one success at a time." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.